Coach Stilley joins us. Somebody informed you and the team. We heard the loud cheer. You're well aware of the fact Western Christian won, and congratulations on being Co-Lakes Conference champions.
Thank you. These guys worked hard tonight and really battled out there all night to give us that opportunity. And we told the guys, we thought Western would win, but we had to hold up our end of the deal, and our guys battled there. We missed a few free throws down the stretch, but when it counted, we made those last couple and really finished the game. They're really pretty strong.
How about this ELC team? You had them by 17 on a couple different occasions in that second quarter, but they scratched and clawed. They have a freshman come off the bench, hit some threes. They made some plays, and of course, they weren't going to go down without a fight.
No, they were a heck of a good ball club. They've improved a lot, and that's what their coach and I were talking about beforehand. They've improved, and they probably played the best they had since Christmas just the other night against Spencer, and I think they played pretty well tonight again. They made some shots. They made plays down the stretch. They got guys where they needed to. They got some stops defensively, and that comes down to us a little bit on the offensive end for us. We didn't do a very good job of taking care of the basketball there, and we got a little impatient at times. But overall, I thought our guys did a really good job tonight of taking care of the basketball, sharing the ball, getting the ball inside. We were hitting the offensive glass, I thought the best that we have all year long. And I thought we rebounded pretty well, too, tonight.
22 points for Neo and Cham Dang. Kind of another night at the office for those guys. Chaka Chumalu had 8 points, and I'm guessing he had to have at least 6-7 rebounds in this one tonight.
Yeah, I thought Chalk did a good job. He got dinged up with a couple fouls there early in the third and had to sit for a while, but I thought that he just went out there and battled, and that kid just never backs down from anything. I think Ethan James probably had 7 or 8 rebounds, too. He was in there getting rebounds all the time, and that kid just is all over the place, and I love their intensity and their energy. And Logan got a couple minutes there. Soto got a couple minutes there just to help spell some guys and give us a little bit of a break there. And it's going to take all of us. It's going to take all 13 of us that are still here. And we just got to do a good job with that.
Coach, one thing I will say, too, Mach Niao late in the game, he horizontally laid out, dove from 10 feet away. Ball on the court, that's my basketball. Ethan James did it once, but that play at the end of the night by Neal was something else.
Yeah, and we told him, those 50-50 balls, those energy balls are what we've got to have. And right there late in the game, Monta diving on the floor, Ethan's diving on top to make sure it's a jump ball, and those guys are just making plays all night. And I can't fault these guys' effort at all, and these guys are great to work with every single day.
13th win of the season. I mean, obviously, I would think before the year starts, you're penciling out some things you would like to do, and I think the Lakes Conference title certainly had to be one of those.
Yeah, that was one of them up on our list, and now it's just, now we've still focused in. We've still got 3 more games to go, and then our focus turns down to Des Moines and trying to get down there.
Well, you need to somehow, some way get a couple. I don't know. You're not going to sleep tonight. If you have a meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in Spencer, forget about it. I'll let you go, though. Yeah.
No, you're good. Thank you guys for covering us, and we hope to have some big crowds for these next couple games. We've got some big games coming up. South Central on Thursday. They're a heck of a good ball club over there in Rockwell City. And next Tuesday night, back in Storm Lake for our home finale, and hopefully we get to host a couple. But we'll see. Sioux City East will be a heck of a game for us, and then we travel to Humboldt the following Thursday, and then we get ready for tournaments on that following Monday. So if you're wanting something to do on those days, come out and watch us play. And these guys are great fun to watch, and they play hard, and you won't be disappointed.